nothing better than beating the top side, I guess, when you come back to work on Monday?
Yeah, different feel this Monday compared to last Monday. Look, a fantastic effort by the boys and everyone involved. We showed, and as we always say, that our best footy is good enough, and we definitely showed that on Saturday night. But we know we've got obviously other challenges ahead, so can't get too far ahead of ourselves now. But really enjoy the win because it was a great win for the club.
Dial up the pressure on them and force them into a couple of mistakes and beat them in contested possessions as well. How do you flick that switch, Jared?
That's a mindset, isn't it? It's one of those things where we never question our players in terms of what they put into their game to prepare themselves in the right way. But sometimes, like all teams have shown probably this year, if you're slightly off, you can be exposed. And I think what we show to ourselves is that when we really set our minds to it, and every player plays their part, we're achievable with those type of performances. And you can't get a lot of that type of training all the time, into your game, but you have to bring it on game day, and they did that.
Last week, and I guess they're now validated
for
the win.
Yeah, look, it was a tough week for those players. Obviously, Ken had to deliver the message to those players, but I think what it does, it shows that we've got depth within the footy club, and that we want guys being at the top of their game. And unfortunately, those players that went out weren't, and other guys came in and fulfilled their roles. And and that's what we want as coaches. We want that's a healthy environment to have. To those boys' credit that went out, their characters really come through. They've worked hard, and we expect them to come back into the side at some stage.
I was going to say, how hard is it now for them both to, in Westhoff and Ryder, to come back in and try to push for a spot this week?
Oh, look, no different to any player going in and out of the side. What they've got to do is work hard, train hard, and wait for those opportunities to come again. And as I just said, the character of those players, they'll be back sooner rather than later.
Do you fear that if Ryder can't get back in, the license playing brilliantly at the moment, do you fear if he can't get back in, he could look elsewhere? If he's playing Sandford at the end of the year, he might say, I want to play somewhere where I can be the first choice ruckman every week.
Oh, they're the challenges that we have moving forward in terms of coaches getting the right mix for the opposition. And Paddy Ryder up and about is a player that we want to see. But to talk about futures, look, I'm in no position to sort of comment on that.
Do you think license or role always had an adverse effect on Ryder's own form? The coexisting kind of side of things, has it had an adverse effect on Ryder's?
Oh, I don't think so. I think what we showed early on the season, they were working really well together when we had some strong form. And like all players that have come in and out of the side, when form sort of drops, other players have to come in. And we went with a different mix. We had a different look, which is the first time this year, and doesn't mean that we won't go back to two ruckmen.
Do you expect to be without Carl Amon for the Dogs game?
Yeah, that's a tough one. To be honest, I actually haven't seen the vision up closely, but I'm sure the match review panel will take care of those things. Only time will tell.
Dougal, yeah.
He's another one. I don't get caught up in that, but I'm sure the club's taking care of that, and obviously what will be.
Have you spoken to Dougal? Was it a bit of a brain fade on his behalf giving parentage away?
As I said, not my end of the ground, not trying to pass the buck here, but I honestly haven't seen it. There's been a lot of other things to look and review besides anything like that.
Who's your best replacement for Dougal? Do you look at bringing Ryder in as another big, or Westhoff as a switch hitter who can go either end? Do you have a preference?
Oh, there's no preference. Once again, we'll pick a side that matches up well against the Bulldogs. You mentioned Ryder. Pete Laddams is playing well. So it depends if we want to go tall or small. If he was unfortunate not to get a game. We've got to get through training, and we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Is Pete Laddams close to Ryder as far as next ruckman in? As far as the hierarchy goes?
Oh, there's no hierarchy. Once again, it's picking a balanced side. What we do know is Pete Ladders is playing some really good football in the SANFL, which is fantastic, and a healthy headache that us coaches want.
So, Joe, who's the number one ruckman? Fair to say that it's a fair assumption that Lysett's your number one man now?
Well, he was from the weekend. He was our number one ruckman. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, Scotty's number one and Paddy's number two and Pete's number three. I'm not going to get into that. They're all vying for the game day number one ruck role at this point in time, because we played one ruckman. Dougal Howard rucked for us on the weekend. Charlie Dixon rucked for us on the weekend. So, it's a competitive environment to be a part of. And they're all, at the moment, vying for one spot.
To you talk us through Charlie's impact, and I mean, he celebrated pretty hard, understandably, on the final siren. What was he like in the rooms afterwards? And just a bit on, you know, his emotion and how good it was.
Oh, talk about energy before the game. It was fantastic. You know, it's been a long journey for Charlie to get back from last year, and his energy and his presence in training, leading into the game, was enormous. And it's the first time I've been a part of with him as a coach-player relationship. And, you know, what he brings on ground, like I said, he's a big composing figure, and he brings energy which, you know, that, you know, we all sort of live off. And after the game, obviously, yeah, he got through unscathed. He was excited about the win, and, you know, he had a real impact. But, you know, I think just having his presence there really straightened us up.
Is that the catalyst for a win like that, bringing in someone who's not just a great player but also a great leader, kind of behind the scenes? It means a lot to the group.
Oh, look, whoever comes in the side, we want to fulfil their role. But I suppose Charlie, being the person he is, the small guys grow a little bit taller when he's around. And, yeah, and as I said, he had a presence up forward. He's aggressive, and he just wanted to be out there. And when you're coming into your first game in a long layoff, you're naturally going to bring a lot of energy, and he definitely brought that.
Where's Rocky at? Is he a sandpool candidate, or is he straight back in?
Yeah, well, look, we'll get through training. He's ticked a lot of boxes, trained solidly on Saturday with our SANFL guys. But, you know, we've got to look at how much time he's missed in terms of game load. That'll be up to the strength and conditioning staff to make that decision of whether he needs a run in the SANFL or he comes straight back in. But we have shown that guys that have had longer layoffs or need that game time will go through the SANFL. But we still got to get through training and match committee, and all those sort of things will be discussed.
You've won a flag for this club. Does a win like that on the weekend against the top team give the boys the confidence that they can match it with anyone and then try and go as far as possible when it comes to finals?
Oh, we should do. And I think we've stated all year that our best footy is good enough. And we've shown that. Like even go back to Fremantle, we played three really good quarters. Last quarter let us down. We've had a pretty solid 3 or 4 weeks of training where we think our training's been really good, and transferring to games is important. So doing that against a side that had only lost one game, executing what we wanted to, should give the players a lot of confidence that if the mindset's right and we follow a game plan and everyone delivers on their role, that we can get performances like that, regardless of who we play, whether it's the top side or the bottom side.
Is it the nature of the competition, or is it in terms of how even it is, or is it just something fluky in the mentality of your team that you are going win, loss, win, loss, win, loss? You sort of narrow down what's causing that.
Yeah, well, I think you want consistency. You know, you want to be able to string wins together, but I think the nature of the competition probably doesn't allow you to be as dominant. Now, you know, we've seen Geelong only lose the one game, but, you know, let's put things into perspective. You know, we've got a side that has got some new faces that are gelling. We've got some young fellas that are playing, that are probably playing their 12th or 13th game of football. So you've got to combine all those things, and that's maybe where we're looking to go, well, maybe could we be more consistent in that area? But we've got to be mindful of the situation we're in, and but as I said before, we should take a lot of confidence with the team that we've got, that we've just matched it with a team that obviously had only lost one game. Now, the challenge for us is to make sure we sustain it and make sure we bring it again this week, otherwise last week doesn't mean much.
So when you say the situation you're in, you mean in terms of you've got some young blokes who are just learning their craft and you've clearly got some veterans that you've brought into, I mean, the club before you got here thought they were probably a little bit closer than they were. So when you say the situation, where do you think it puts Port Adelaide in terms of blooding the young kids and actually having a genuine crack? Or are they exclusive?
Well, players don't just get handed games. They got to do, obviously earn it in their own right, and the young fellas have. But we've and like all clubs, and you know, but we've had some key personnel out of our side in the first part of the year. It's given opportunities to other players. As I said, the young fellas have been able to get games into them, and when it all comes together with some I suppose strong presence of players out there, you know, talking about the Charlies, you know, Ollie comes back in, it just shows you what we're capable of. And, you know, we want to make sure that we put our best foot forward with the best players out there, and as long as they just play their role.
Just one on Tom Cleary, he probably doesn't have the reputation across the AFL that he perhaps deserves based on how he's playing? How much are you enjoying his impact in the back 50?
Yeah, well, I think Brett Montgomery would be pretty happy as the backline coach or team defence coach. Look, his job on Hawkins was fantastic on Saturday night. And, once again, he's just another player playing his role, just getting his job done. But, he's having a fantastic year so far.
Just on that,